the Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Now, we have a special guest in the studio. Let's just remind you, it's Monday, so you've got Dame Shirley in. Afternoon, Dame Shirley.
Hello.
All right?
Yes, I'm fine.
And do you want to introduce your guest? Because you set this one up, didn't you?
I did. She's a lovely lady called Chris. And she just recently been on a holiday, which was done all by train, wasn't it, Chris?
It was indeed, all the way.
Mm. So that, I think that's very interesting. People don't like flying.
Shanklin, late.
I have to confess, I started from Southampton, but
okay.
So but yeah. I could have got the train from Shanklin, yes, through to.
Where did you go then?
Went to Italy.
Wow! All the way on the train.
All the way on the train.
How long did that take then?
Oh, best part of 2 days, because we stopped off at France en route for the first night, and then coming back, we stopped off in France as well.
Do you have like a bunk or anything?
No,
like
no,
a
no.
Room or?
No rooms. No. So we started, obviously, Eurostar. Well, first of all, from Southampton up to Waterloo, and then taxi across to St Pancras, and then Eurostar through to Paris, into a coach to another station, and then through to a place called Metz in France, which took the best part of a day to get to.
Wow. Mm. So let's just backtrack, because Dame Shirley wants to know about the tunnel.
Yeah, I've never been.
How long are you in the tunnel, roughly?
Roughly about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's how long I thought it was.
Yes.
But you start going into the tunnel long before you see... Because you don't see the sea, do you? You don't see the sea and then go down into the tunnel.
It's very bland either side. It's just concrete either side.
Yeah,
yes, quite boring, really. But the 20 minutes, it just goes. Maybe your ears might pop a bit, but nothing like when you're on an aeroplane.
Have they got toilets on there?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's all right then.
Working clean toilets.
Well, you're like me, Chris, aren't you? I have to know if there's toilets, if I'm going on a train or a plane or anything.
Yes, you're very hard pushed to get me to go on a coach anywhere, because even if there is a loo, invariably they're not working.
You can't use them, they say, because they're blocked up or something, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, so there you are, you're on the train and you've gone through the tunnel, you're 20 minutes in the tunnel, and then you come out the other side. That I've done the trip to Paris before. It's a really long, and you don't see anything, do you?
It's quite boring, isn't it?
It's just like going through field after field after field after field.
Yes. It's so flat, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's huge, isn't it? And it takes ages to get to Paris, doesn't it? But once you get there,
and then suddenly
a couple of hours.
It's a couple of hours. Yes. Yeah.
And then, when you get to Paris, I mean, I went to Paris, and most amazing place, really, really amazing. The streets that you can, the mini streets, you walk for miles. We got lost a couple of times as well, but we did go and see the old Eiffel Tower too, which was wonderful. So anyway, you've gone through France.
Yeah.
You stopped off. Which bit did you stop off for? Too?
We stopped in a place called Metz. Can't tell you too much about it, other than it was quite a few trees. It was a city, huge cathedral, which I went with my sister, and we wandered around and eventually found somewhere to eat and sort of mumbled through with our schoolgirl French. And then the next day we set off quite early. I think the train went about 7:30 a.m. And then we went through France up to Italy. Well, Strasbourg first, changed the train, and then through to, I think it's pronounced Bâle. It's spelled B-A-S-E-L in
Switzerland.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had to change not only trains but platforms. And the interesting thing was, coming out of the French platform, it was a bit, shall we say, a bit mucky. And then you go through these lovely sort of, they look like oak doors, and then you step into the Swiss side, which was glass and beautiful and clean and totally different, really.
I've never been to Switzerland, but I've heard so many good things about it. It's a place that I would love to go and see.
Beautiful.
When you go through, you know, you're going through one place and you step into another country, do you have to get your passport out?
No, we were all fumbling, and our tour guide said, no, it's fine, you just carry on, follow me, and off we went. No,
nope,
nothing at all like that, no.
That's incredible. But one side was smelly and one side was pristine.
Well, I shouldn't say that about the French side, but there was a contrast, definitely. There was a contrast.
That's right, because my in-laws, an ex-mum and dad, they live in Switzerland, and they say as soon as you come out the border to France, it's just entirely different. Switzerland's a beautiful country, isn't it?
Well, it's clean, it's tidy.
Yeah,
so how long did you spend in Switzerland?
Just about an hour or so. But I did have a holiday in Switzerland last year by train as well.
Which part did you go to?
We went to a place called Chur, which is spelled C-H-U-R. I hope I pronounced it properly. And then Kandersteg. And we went up into the mountains on the trains in the snow, which was lovely. But that was beautiful. Switzerland is gorgeous, yeah.
Mm. So you spent all this time on a train, and it's just like a normal train. You haven't got a cabin to go back to and have a bit of it. Where did you sleep then?
Mm. In the hotel. So we travelled. So we left Metz 7 o'clock, and we arrived in Lake Garda, Deserona, if I probably mispronounced that. We got there at about 4 o'clock, so we went on to Milan from Bâle, and then another train. So it was four trains, so it took all day.
Blimey. So actually, how long were you on the train for? From the moment you left St Pancras, how long were you actually physically on the train
for? Well, St Pancras to Metz then would have been probably about 4 hours, and then Metz to Lake Garda was, well, from 7 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, with obviously changing trains, having to wait maybe an hour in between. But of course, there's a big party of us, so it was great rail journeys. So we had a tour guide, and there were 32 of us, and
32?
you just start chatting to people, and yeah it's all part of it.
Were the trains all the same, Chris, or were some of them better than others?
The ones in Switzerland were slightly better.
Yes.
We did go on some double-decker type trains, which was
quite
an experience. Yes, yeah. So you go up quite a few steps.
Oh, gosh. Mm. I've not
double-decker
train? A double-decker train, yeah.
Wow.
And your seats are booked, so there's no bun fight for your seats. All booked. Yeah, all clean. Toilets and usually, tea and coffee coming through on a trolley. Not on the double-decker. You can't get it up the top, but you can...
I've never heard of a double-decker train before.
No,
lovely.
No.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
And you recommend that then?
Yes.
All right. So there you are. You've gone all the way to Milan. Is that where your destination
was?
No,
Milan was where we changed trains again for our resort, which was off of Lake Garda. That was about an hour and a half on the train there, I think, yeah.
So you did the whole thing by train?
Yes.
Mm. And that's because?
Don't particularly like flying. Like train travel, and as Shirley mentioned, you've got the toilets.
So you don't like, because Shirley wasn't sure whether it was your sister or you didn't like train. Why don't you like travelling on a plane?
I think it's the whole thing, isn't it? It's the getting to security and taking off your belts and shoes, and you're fumbling with all your stuff. And then my sister once before was asked to not strip off, but they emptied her case out and went through it. And then you sit around for hours waiting, so it seems. And it's just not pleasurable, I don't think.
Mm.
And
right.
Then you're sitting in this sort of little tin can and, not much air, not much room. Mm. It's not pleasant.
So it's not a case you've got a fear of flying then?
I don't like flying, but it's best not to think about it.
Right, so would it be a fear or not?
Well, slightly, but I think whenever I get on a plane, I look at the hostess or host, whatever you want to call them, and I think that's just their job. They're doing it every day, so what am I so worried about?
Mm.
But and then try and calm down. But I think it's more that feeling of claustrophobia. I hate being shut in, you know, you can't really move. Whereas on a train, you can get up and walk about.
Yeah, you can, but then you can get up and walk about on a plane if you need to.
Yeah, but not so easily, though, can you?
No, but...
They don't like you to.
See, I'm kind of... I see where you're coming from, because I've never once been scared of getting on a plane, but I don't like it, and I always think, when I get on it, I'm going to die, because it's going to crash. Okay, but that's something that you kind of wrestle with every time you think, this is it then. Well, I hope I get there all right. At least then I can have a holiday. If we crash coming back, then that's fine. At least I'll have had an holiday. That's how I feel. But it's never stopped me from doing it. And I must admit, I have done the go to Paris thing on the train, and I had nightmares before I went, because I just had this vision of me on the bottom of the sea with a train on top of me, because it's all crashed and gone horribly wrong.
Oh, stop it. I don't think I'll go anywhere. I think I'll just stay in Ventnor now.
do you know what I mean? I mean, that kind of scares me. But I don't understand that you can't get up and walk about, and the fact that you're enclosed a bit. Because when you're on a train and it's travelling at high speed, you're still enclosed a little bit, aren't you?
Not so much. There's more room around you. You're not squashed in between two other people, are you? And you know, it's...
Well, I don't know. There was 32 of...
I don't know. You probably have plenty of leg room.
Did you have plenty of leg room, Chris?
I've got a very long legs, and I did have plenty of leg room.
Yeah, and
plenty
of leg room. Probably a table in front of you.
Some of them had tables in front. Yeah. They're comfortable trains. The worst journeys on this holiday, I have to say, were the two journeys from Southampton, where my sister lives, to London, because, packed, toilets not working, you couldn't get out to the toilet if you wanted to, and those poor souls that travel every day, going to work, paying all that money, having to stand. I mean, I think it's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll tell you what, it's fascinating. It really is. How you chosen the... Because, let's be honest, I mean, I couldn't understand. There was a footballer called Dennis Bergkamp who refused to fly anywhere, and he always used to take the train. It was fine if Arsenal were ever playing somebody like France or someone close, not too far away. But there were times when they had to play somewhere like Russia or something, and it would have taken too long for them to get there. I mean, how long in total did it take from you to get from A to B, stopping off and so-and-so? Is it like three days to get where your eventual destination?
Well, 2 days each way, really.
2 days.
The best part of 2 days,
So 2 days,
a day and a half, I suppose, to be fair. But
Whereas on a plane, you'd be there in about 4 hours, 5 hours.
I did remark to my sister, had we flown to Verona, which would have been the airport we'd have gone to, it was about 2 hours, I think, yes. And I did say, we'd be there by now, we'd be having our drink. But we chose to go by train, and it was fantastic. I wouldn't...
And 32 other people decided to go by train as well, didn't
you?
So that's a nightmare in itself, isn't it? Getting everybody to go on. How did that come about?
How did it come about?
Yeah, the fact that 32, are we all booking up? We all going? 32 of us going? Are you going? Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, have you booked up?
Oh, no, they were from all parts of the country.
But you all knew each other?
No. Right. Well, we did after a day and a half travelling, I can assure
only
you.
Just your sister then?
Yes.
So I suppose it's like going on a coach holiday, really, isn't it? That's full up with people.
Yeah.
And you all stay together.
Do you know what? It sounds like fun, but it also sounds like a blooming nightmare, too, because it's a good job you all got on.
Well, in the group dynamic, there's always going to be the people you don't get on with, but that's all part of the fun. You know, I make up names for people, and that's how my sister and I sort of talked about them. Then you chose who you want to sit with, and that's it.
So, are you well travelled? You sound like a person that's been all around
the
world.
No, I wouldn't say that. I've been to a few places. But,
go on, where you been to?
I've been to Japan. Australia.
Tell us about Japan, because there's a young lady in out there in reception. She's probably listening to this, and she wants to go. And so does Brandon in reception, also, who made you wipe your feet. he wants to go to Japan as well. So tell us all about Japan.
Well, that came about because I used to work at the college, and I became what they call a host mother for Japanese students. And there were two in particular that we really got on very, very well. And one of them, in fact, still calls me Chris Mum now, even though she's a mother herself. She was only about 21. And another one was in her 30s. And they met up whilst they were staying with me at different times. And out of the blue one day, I kept in touch, and they said, we want you to come over and stay with us, and we're going to pay your fare.
Wow.
Well, as it turned out, I wasn't well and was unable to go. So that was put back for a few years. But then I did go. But thankfully, I had them to stay with, because it would have been a bit of a nightmare, I think, without having Tazgo and Mammy to sort of show us the ropes, as it were. But what a fascinating country. And the people are all lovely. That's spotlessly clean as well. I mean, you go on the tube there, and everybody's polite. You get a seat. They don't talk to you. They all sort of sit there very quietly. But it was amazing, amazing.
Is it that the culture is... Whenever I think of the Japanese, I always think they're a little bit more respectful than we are for some reason.
Especially to their elders, yes. Very, very respectful.
So you'd be all right, Shirley. Look, they'd look at your snow on the peak there, and they'd say, we've got to be nice to this old bird, haven't we?
Oh! I'm glad you can take it, Shirley.
I have to, Chris.
So how long were you out there for?
About 3 weeks that was, and stayed in three different places. Yeah.
So when you go into a place like that, do you have to be careful not to offend because the slightest little thing? Because I know you go to some countries, and if you don't belch after a meal, that means you didn't enjoy it or something. Like, I don't know, but you know, I'd be a bit concerned that whatever. Just say, for instance, you started eating with your fingers, and you think, oh, you're eating with a left hand. That means something. That's wrong. That means you've got to marry my youngest daughter.
I think we worry about things like that too much, don't we? We Brits possibly. No, you just follow what they do. I mean, I went into their homes and I thought, well, obviously it's taking shoes off, but there were slippers already there for me to put on. So obviously that's what you do.
Right.
No, they do. They bend over backwards to not to offend you, I think, to make you feel welcome. They really do. Yeah.
So whenever you go, did you sit down because they have like low tables, don't
they? Oh gosh, we went into a restaurant once and yeah, had to sort of virtually sit on the floor, which was quite uncomfortable. Mm. But you know, didn't complain. In their homes, they actually had the three girls that I stayed with, three different girls, they had higher tables that I could sit in a chair, but they do tend to sit on the floor in each, yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm. So that you'd sit there cross-legged, I guess?
I tried, but...
you just imagine, how great would this be for a TV show? To say, take somebody like Dame Shirley, don't tell her about the culture, just get them to turn up and film them, going in, would you mind taking your shoes off? What? let me show you to your seat.
And you're on the floor.
You want me to sit on that? and you ain't got no knife and fork.
No, cool, you know I lovely. Wouldn't complain, Ian. I'd just do it.
Do they expect you to eat with chopsticks, I guess, or do they...
The girls put cutlery out for me, yeah. I mean, the chopsticks were there, but when you go out... The thing is, one of the girls just kept taking me to Italian restaurants. I did go to two sushi bars, but... Ooh, at one stage I thought it was like I was eating a slug, and I don't like slugs and I thought I can't do this, so had to try and be polite, but
see, that's the thing, if you don't like something, I'd always be concerned that if you turn your nose up at it, you're like insulting them.
Exactly.
Mm. So did you accidentally insult?
No, I don't think. I was very careful.
Did you just swallow it? You know,
I did. I had to swallow it. Close my eyes and swallow.
Gosh,
but
yeah.
I did ask for vegetarian options, and so that was a bit easier. So I was pretty sure it wasn't a slug I was eating.
Oh,
sorry.
So whilst you're there, then, obviously, because the culture is quite sort of, well, it's not like going to Spain, is it? You can have a bit of paella, but you know that you can go back and have a bit of fish and chips if you need to. So, I mean, for 3 weeks, you're kind of eating what they eat. Did you get used to it?
No, I did and I didn't, because, as I say, she kept taking us out to Italian restaurants because she knew that we liked Italian, and so did she. But I just want to say, though, while we're on the subject of toilets, as we were earlier, the loos in Japan, in the shopping centres particularly, they do have the all-singing, all-dancing hot seat, playing music. I mean, they're buttons to the left and to the right, and I was just pressing them all, thinking... Please, God, it's not going to be a shower coming from my head. But, you know, it was vibrating seats, warm seats, cool seats, and different types of music. It was unbelievable. I was in the loo for hours.
You wouldn't want to go, would you? You'd stay there you'd get your 1 pence worth, wouldn't you?
Wow, why on earth can't we do that in England?
Do you know what? I think that I'm tempted now to go on holiday to Japan just to test out their loo.
I think you should. Even in a bookshop that I went into, the bookshop, it was on five floors, and on each floor there was a toilet.
Good grief. You could sit in there, read your book.
You could.
You can have your lunch there as well.
It was clean enough, yeah.
Wow.
All right. What about? Because somebody said to me that they were talking. I went to see them at. He's a chiropractor, and he was saying that most people that have bad backs, it's because a lot of the time they're sat in the sofa, a sofa that isn't really that comfortable. It's not really the best thing that you can sit on for any great length of time. Mm-hmm. So they don't have like the comfortable sofas. When you sit down to watch a TV or watch a program, you're sat in something that isn't like what we would be used to when it comes down to sofas. Is that right?
That's right. And they all sit up remarkably straight. I mean, even on the tube, they're, you know, I'm doing it now. Straight backs, straight up, yes.
Yeah. It's the way they're brought up, I suppose, isn't it, from a child?
I guess. Yeah.
So why don't you think that's caught on over here then? Because let's be honest, I would imagine if you went to the hospital, there'd be a lot of people out there suffering with bad backs and pains and ailments. I mean, you know, I've had 2 hours of it already this morning, moaning and groaning about her backside
I
and so on.
It.
And it's all because you don't sit up straight
it
and
isn't
sit
that,
properly.
It's not that at all. It's not.
It's abuse over the years. But you don't get that over in Japan, do you? Because they got the proper, what you should be sat on.
Mm. Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
Why do we not? Well, we're lazier, maybe, are we?
Well, take a look at her. Look. I reckon what we should do is we should send you to Japan for a 2-week holiday so you can straighten your back out.
Get your
problems. It's all interconnected, isn't it?
It's me buttock. Leg.
It's all interconnected. It's because you don't sit straight.
I do sit straight.
You don't. She doesn't, Chris.
Would you leave me alone, Ian?
It's painful.
But it all stems from bad posture.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I don't slouch around.
It does. I'll take a trip to Japan that would sort you out.
Do you know, sometimes you're horrible.
And eat slugs for a week. All right, so is it a place that you go back to?
Yes, I would, but as I say, it did help having... I mean, the girls were like mothers, just sort of, you know, dragging us around, really, because they organise... It's the travel. I mean, you know, you need sort of, like, even the pass to go onto the underground. I guess like the Oyster card or whatever in London, you know, you need to have your wits about you as to where you can buy it. And they do speak English pretty well, but that would have worried me, I think. I did go on the bullet train as well, and that was, that was an experience.
A bullet train?
The bullet train, the Shinkansen.
Really,
the,
really
the
fast,
Japanese trains, yes, the front shaped like a bullet, yes. And you literally, they tell you where to stand on the platform, and even as to where your seat's going to be, really, and you just sort of step on, and wow. And on there, Shirley, they have Western toilets and more of an Eastern type toilet and a little changing room that you can go into.
See, do you know? I think we're going to do this travel instead of these planes where their toilets aren't very nice and coaches aren't very nice toilets. And I'm getting around the idea of liking this, going on the train.
Go on the train.
You can't. Your old fellow was in the RAF.
Hello.
You know. He loves to fly, I bet, doesn't he?
I don't mind flying at all. I just hate hanging around in the airports.
Yeah.
That you know, getting there a couple of hours before and then, it's... Yeah.
All right.
I like this idea.
I can see where you're coming from, kind of, but as we've already pointed out, 2 hours on a plane, that's it, it's job done, whereas you could still be travelling from...
Yeah, but it's nice to see the scenery and everything. You don't see that on a plane, do you?
Well, you do. I mean, we flew over the Alps last year when we went to Corfu.
Yeah, I know, but you only saw the top of the mountains.
That's all you need to see, isn't it? That's all you need to see. Quick picture, been there, done
it's,
it, tick.
It's more of an adventure, I think, on a train.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where else have you been, Chris?
Did you say Australia?
I went to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, again, I went to stay with friends there. That was fantastic. I really wanted to live over there, but that was back in the 80s. Yeah, I went to Canada.
Hang on, let's just stay in Australia for a bit. All right, because we don't like snakes or spiders, and it's probably the worst place for snakes and spiders, isn't it, Australia? So did you come across any? Did you have any experiences out there in the, what do they call it, the outback?
I didn't go to the outback. Went to Adelaide. I did go to look at some koalas and things. Didn't see any snakes, but I was given a dunny. Talk back to toilets again, Shirley.
A dunny, that's what they call it.
Which is a little wooden box, and you open the door, and inside was the toilet with a bit of newspaper and the spider on the newspaper.
Oh, no.
Obviously, a plastic one, but no, I didn't see any creepy crawlies. No, no.
Right, okay. Well, that wasn't too bad. How long were you there for?
Only 5 weeks there.
5 weeks.
Mm. Wow,
it's not worth going for much less. Was it
hot?
It was baking hot.
You go out there. Which period of the year?
I went Christmas time.
How can you have Christmas when it's boiling hot?
How can you have Christmas and serve up turkey and Christmas pudding and
did you,
Brussels sprout? I didn't, but my friends didn't. I thought, no, because they had lots of Australian guests who wanted to have the traditional English Christmas meal, and I was looking forward to having fish on a Barbie or something, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, nice. I don't know what it is about us Brits. When we got to go somewhere and change everything, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got to say, you know, you go to Spain now, and I don't suppose they used to do fish and chips 30 years ago, but they do now, don't they? And all you can eat English breakfast as well.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
it is about English people. They want to go somewhere and change the culture. I think, come on, suck it up. This is different. This is, you know, I'd be well up for it. I went to France and ate snails. I didn't like them, but I gave it a go.
That's brave.
Yeah.
He didn't try to test out the old snails then.
Oh,
he didn't go for that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that either. No.
So, out of Australia, and we went where?
Out of Australia?
Yeah. Where's next?
Oh, that was back in the 80s. Where else have I been? Well, I did go to Canada. That was for a couple of weeks. That was a week in Banff, again with my sister. And then took the Rocky Mountaineer train down to Vancouver.
Right.
That was a good trip as well. Train again.
Train again.
And beautiful toilets.
So what about the timings? You know, did everything run on time?
Everything runs on time. It's only us that, with trains, everything runs on time. It's only us that seem to get it wrong.
It's only us in our country that we get it all wrong.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you know what, Chris? I think we should write a book about toilets.
I think we should. What a good idea.
Around the world.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ian. What are you on about?
Carsies. You talk about carsies.
Carsies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite important to a lot of people, I think. I was surprised. I mean, on this last trip, when the guide said to us, when you get to Venice, there aren't very many toilets. Well, I've never seen 32 people move so quickly to get to the one loo at the back. You know, we were like a load of children on a school trip.
Oh,
so it's not only us, Shirley.
That was unlucky if you were number 33, wasn't it?
Don't you worry, darling, I was number 3.
I'd have been number 1, I think.
Well, I tried, but...
Oh, crikey. So whereabouts have you been? Australia, Japan and...
Canada. And Greece, Spain. Yeah, I suppose I've travelled a bit, really.
Have you been to Greece, Shirley?
No.
We went to Corfu. The one thing I can't get my head over in the Corfu, coming back to the old toilet situation, is they do things slightly differently.
Oh, they do?
It took me a week to get the hang of that.
You
hang
didn't
on,
block
you,
it, did you?
You're gonna, well, no, I didn't say anything.
What do you have to do then, Ian?
Well, your paper, your paper don't go down the loo. So wait, the one thing you've got to remember is if you wipe, that goes in the bin. So you got a bin, you know.
I couldn't
get my head around
that.
It must have
a lid on the bin, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
sometimes.
But it don't, I mean, you just get this mindset of, they haven't cottoned on to this yet. I know what I'll do. I'll help them out and put it down the loo.
Yeah. Don't it go away then?
Well, apparently it blocks up their system.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I couldn't get my head around. I mean, I loved Corfu. I've been there twice, but lovely, lovely place, and very, very friendly. But that's the one thing. That's just the weirdest thing ever. Isn't it funny? You compare that with Tokyo or Japan, and you think they're really big on the old loo thing. They even put some music on and something to blow and blow hot air and so on and so forth. Whilst them, they're like backwards, aren't they? When it comes down
but
to the
I
old
tell
toilet.
Tell you where we have got a nice toilet in Bournemouth.
In Bournemouth.
Yes, you go down the steps, sit on the front, and it's written, they've got fresh flowers in there, ladies looking after it, there's music playing. Honestly, they're lovely. That's the only place I know of good toilets, except mine at home.
Whereabouts have you been in, Shirley? Because bearing in mind that Dame Shirley's husband was in the RAF.
Oh, he's been all over the place.
He's well travelled. He was actually in the same country when I was, when I was...
Conceived,
yeah. He was just down the road. Mm. So there are rumours.
Yeah, there's strong rumours, Chris.
There are rumours. So whereabouts is... did you actually go to Aden with him?
No.
You didn't?
No.
So whereabouts have you been?
Well, we've been to Gibraltar. Well, we lived there for 5 years.
Yeah.
We've been to Austria.
Austria?
Mallorca.
Is Austria similar to Switzerland? Clean, tidy,
yes, very
mountainous?
Nice. It's lovely. Yeah.
There's another place I'd love to go to as well.
Belgium, France, of course.
Belgium? Mallorca. Which part of Belgium do you go to?
I can't remember. You know what I'm like, remembering names.
Yeah. What's your name? Do you remember?
It's Dame, isn't it?
Dame.
It is a shame, yeah.
It's Dame.
No,
Dame.
Oh, Dame. Pardon? I thought you said it's a shame.
Exactly.
Where am I?
Who am I?
No, but our favourite place is Mallorca. We've been there quite a few times. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I've been to
Mallorca. And their airport, Palma, is lovely.
Yeah.
But it's the airport's our end. Oh, no.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, Ian. Oh.
It is a bit hustle and bustle, isn't it?
Oh,
Let's be honest.
Especially for us, we haven't to catch the last ferry if we're on an early flight in the morning. You know, it's all...
It's a real pain. We are penalised. Yeah. We are penalised on the island.
But we don't want a bridge.
No!
No.
Not even if we put a train on it?
No!
Not even a double-decker train.
No.
I was only joking, but, you know, you're quite adamant there. No?
Oh, I'm adamant.
She was born on the island, can't you tell?
It's an island.
Newport born and bred. We're going to talk about that in the second part, but for now we're going to just finish off for holidays. Where else have you been, Shirley? Can you remember?
I think that's about it, Ian.
That's it, isn't it?
I mean, we've been all over England, obviously.
Yeah.
Devon, Cornwall, all those places, you know. Right. But
okay. Mm. Any more places of interest there, Chris?
Oh, I've been to Morocco. Sorry.
You're not Chris.
Oh no, I'm not.
You're Shirley. Shirley.
I was just going to say how wonderful Cornwall is, well, Devon as well. I
mean, it is.
You know, our country is fantastic, really, and there are lots of places that I haven't been to that I'd love to visit.
Do you know, you're absolutely right, and maybe we should bang on about the Isle of Wight a bit more, because I tell you, I'm doing a lot more walking just lately, and we haven't walked any further than out of Newport.
Why are you doing a lot of walking in?
Well, I don't need to talk about that now, but the fact that there's so many walks... And you've got so many wonderful views. Yeah. I've seen the castle now from many different angles around Newport, and it is just incredible.
Excellent, yes.
And there are just so many things out there, and you think, we take it all for granted.
We do.
So there are lots of things, as you say, you know, in the UK that we can go and visit and see. One of the places that I would love to go and visit is Cornwall. I love Cornwall.
It's lovely.
I love Cornwall.
There's just something about it. Whenever you watch, you know, Doc Martin or anything like that, you want them to shut up so you can just watch the, you know, where they are and the scenery and so on. But the Isle of Wight, honestly, you know, you've got to get out more and check it out, because I say there's some wonderful walks in and around Newport. And wherever you go, you can always see that blooming castle.
You can,
And we walked up round the other day, and we were just thinking, crikey, here we are, look, outside of this castle. If we were here exactly X amount of years ago, we'd have probably been chopped up.
Quite.
You know, we'd have probably been in a war zone, and we'd have been, like, heads chopped off and so on. And it just gives you that eerie kind of feeling, that weird... Because we're steeped in history here, aren't we?
Definitely,
yeah.
And there's no loos up there.
What, the castle?
No.
There's a big moat.
There is one on the way up in Carisbrook.
Ugh. Do you know what I saw in the moat the other day? When we walked out around the moat. In the moat is a drain cover. Halfway up the moat, in the middle, is a drain cover.
Oh,
I'm thinking, wow, that's we've moved on, haven't we? We have moved on. Anywhere else in the world that you visited?
Oh, well, I've been to Austria. I forgot about that one. Yeah, I think that's it.
What's the worst place you've visited?
One I've missed. The worst place I've ever been to was Bangkok in Thailand.
Really?
Right.
Because the smell was just awful. The heat and the smell. But I think the worst part, really, as well, was the fact that the hotel was, you know, really grand. Didn't pay that much for it, but, you know, it was very opulent with all the glass and marble and everything else and a huge room. And then... I looked out of the window and outside of cardboard boxes and, you know, people with no money whatsoever, and it just made me feel awful, to be honest.
How long did you stay there for?
I was only in Bangkok, thank goodness, for 2 days, and then went over to a little island called, well, quite a large island called Koh Samui, and I had a holiday there because a friend used to live there, but I wouldn't want to go back there, no, but I didn't like Bangkok.
Well, my old mate, Jay the Lardy Barber, is actually in, is it Bangkok at the moment? There's a place called Hao Pin.
I don't know.
He's there, and he's actually listening to us as we speak there in Thailand, so you've kind of insulted his homeland.
Well, I'm very sorry about that, but it was smelly.
He's going to come back and get you, but he's going to come back via train, so it gives you a chance to get away. Jonathan Skeet's been in touch. He said, wonderful holiday in Interlaken, Switzerland. Lots of fantastic scenery and places to go near the Swiss Alps. Worst one was probably in southern France. There we are, having to go at the French again. where the agonising process of splitting up with a girlfriend began. And also Harry Steed's been in touch. Butlins with the grandparents. Yeah, see, Bartlings is all right, but don't take the grandparents, goodness sake. And Beck says, a farm in Devon. We lived on a farm in Merston. It was beyond boring. I can understand. That sounds we're going to come back in the next wee bit, and we're going to talk about the Isle of Wight, and we're going to talk about some amateur dramatics. So, which is something you're big on? You do?
Oh, I'm not big. I'm very, very small, but I love it. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, it'd be interesting. Plus, you got your dad was quite famous on the island.
Oh, bless him. Yes. Well, I say famous. My father was Bert Chalmers, who worked for Morris all of his life. He was a councillor, and he was actually the last mayor of Newport in 1973 on my 21st birthday.
Wow.
And he died.
Crikey, you don't look that old.
Bless you.
Yeah, you're about 27.
Well, maybe 37. Sadly, he died in 1981, but we do have a little slipway named after him, which runs between Scarrett's Lane and Pyle Street.
It's by the bakery.
Chalmers Way. Yeah. Just a little slipway.
It is.
Which is very modest, which... My dad was a very modest man, so, you know, I would have liked to had a road named after him, but that would have suited him. Sadly, he wasn't here to see that, but
come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Interesting to know that there's kind of a little tunnel in that little walkway as well, isn't there?
Mm. A little tunnel?
Yeah, it's like a little tunnel.
Well,
it is,
because it's covered over at the top. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll come back and we'll talk about that in a while. It's 21 minutes away from one. We'll come back. If you want to chat to us, you can 240666, or you can message us on Facebook. We'll be back after a quick break.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event, also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up cost was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
Whitefibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, established freelance coach. My work impacts lives and is a catalyst for life-changing experiences. I work with clients to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone, rediscover passions and be themselves. Calm and in control of my own life, I have more than a decade's experience in coaching and will help you build the foundations for your future. Get in touch today to find out how my inspirational coaching can transform first you and then your life. Contact me via my website, www.maggiecurry.co.uk or through the Vectis Radio website.
Hi, I'm Tom from the Four Piece Project. I've been asked to do a promo for the Retro Show. I don't know why. All the stuff played on that show was in the charts before I was even born. Anyway, the Retro Show is 3 hours of magical musical memories from 10 every Sunday on Vectis Radio, presented by Calvin Curry. Ah, that explains it. I've met him and he's about 1,000 years old. So basically, every Sunday morning, there's 3 hours of old music presented by an old guy. Whatever.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, then welcome back. Our guest is, co-host is Dame Shirley's in, and she's invited Chris is in, Chris Blow, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, she calls you something else. I don't know I don't think we can, you know, say it on air. But anyway, Chris is in, and we talked about your holidays and your travels around the world. And just before the break, we spoke about your dad, who was the last mayor of
Newport.
Mm-hmm. And he was also a councillor as well. And he's got a little bit of the Isle of Wight named after him, which is, if you're walking along Pyle Street and you turn left and you go into like a little bit of a tunnel and you come out by the bakery, that's it there. And what was it called again?
Chalmers Way.
How great is that? Do you walk down there with pride?
I do. I take the grandchildren there and show them, yes. I just wish people wouldn't put graffiti over my name, though. But there we go. I guess that's going to happen. That upset me more than anything. But,
well, I guess it must do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's being a bit precious, I suppose.
I'm going to go down there and keep watch tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian.
That's all right. Now, I know you do a bit of amateur dramatics, and I know that Kevin's on at 1 o'clock, and we get 4 hours of amateur dramatics when he's on air.
Do you?
And he's had a special guest in, which is someone that I knew. He used to, I don't know whether he still does, he works as a butcher at Morrison's, and he told me this lovely story of when he was on stage one time, and he was doing something, he was doing a funny piece, he was doing something, right. And all the front row were laughing their socks off, and they were having a right good chuckle at him, and he thought he was just putting on a really good performance, but it turns out his flies was undone.
Oh dear.
That was a guy called Alan Johnson. But, you've not worked with him on your travels, then?
No, I haven't, no.
So what group are you with?
At the moment, I'm with the Pepper Pot Players, and we perform at Knighton Village Hall and Whitwell Village Hall. They do two performances a year, or two productions, rather, in November and April. And this year, we were also asked to perform at Shanklin Theatre in August, and we had 6 extra evenings there, which was great fun.
So what are you doing? What are you doing this time round?
This next time round in November with the Pepper Pot Players, it will be November the 6th and the 7th at Whitwell and the 13th and the 14th at Knighton. And we're actually doing a review. So it's some singing, tiny bit of sort of dancing or shuffling and some funny sketches and... Well, that's it, basically.
A review? What's a review?
Well, just bits and pieces.
Right.
What happened was, because of doing the performance in Shanklin, we didn't really have time to get a play underway, so we decided to put all our efforts together to do a review.
Okay, because it's a shame, because you could have got Shirley involved. She'd be a great actress.
I'm sure she would.
She can only play an old person, though.
Well, so can I.
Look, Ian, you'll be as old as me one day.
I hope not.
I keep telling you.
So what have you played in the past?
Well, I'd like to give you a funny story about the last performance, which was called The Game's Afoot. And it's quite good because I actually am murdered at the end of the first act. So the second act, I'm behind a settee, and then I have to be pushed around in and out of 2 cupboards, which at Knighton and Whitwell was okay because the stages are so small that I could sort of shuffle my feet. The thing being, you know, I'm 5'10" and weigh about 11 stone, and the two men that had to sort of cart me around were quite slight, and one of them has a bad back. So I was quite worried, so I made sure that I sort of just flopped over the top half of my body and shuffled my feet. But at Shanklin, it was a different story because it's a huge stage. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to be a dead weight here. And both the guys said, just be a dead weight. And I thought, oh, dear. So I was. And they managed to sort of heave me in and out. And I was just shut my eyes and just went for it. But on one occasion, they pushed me into the cupboard. And I felt a bit strange. I couldn't quite work out what was happening. And then I felt my legs being sort of pushed over to one side. Well, I was on my back with my legs right up in the air. The audience could see. I didn't know what was going on.
Were they laughing?
But everyone was
point?
Rolled up, yes.
Was it a comedy?
It was meant to be funny, yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Because in actual fact, I wasn't really dead because I came out the cupboard a bit later on. But it was hilarious. We were trying not to laugh, obviously. And the thing was, the two guys couldn't really get their breath afterwards. So lots of heavy breathing from heaving this female across the stage. But my family enjoyed it.
Yeah, I bet. Was it filmed?
Yes, there is. Yes, there's a little DVD. Yes, I've got a copy at home.
Is there anything
yes.
on there? You should put the funny bits on YouTube. I think that would be hilarious. Mm. That would be really, really funny. I just picture, you know, the audience now having a right old giggle. You know, really do. What else? What have you got planned next year? You must have something in the pipeline.
Oh, before that, I'm going to be in the Apollo performance of The Witches, which is a Roald Dahl story, but I've no idea. I know I've got a part because I've auditioned and I've been told I have a part, but we don't know until Wednesday who has which part. So that's in Newport at the Apollo. There will be a matinee, hopefully, for that, so that some children can come and see it. And that will be the 4th and the 5th of December, and then running through from the 8th to the 12th of December.
I don't know too much about The Witches.
Nor do I. I've not really seen the script, to be honest. No. But it's about a young boy and his grandmother and a story of these horrible, evil witches. And obviously, I'm going to be one of the witches.
Well, if you're stuck for a grandmother...
Oh!
Hey. Shirley, you'd be perfect. Please, Shirley.
Yeah, but how could I remember my lines?
Well,
I couldn't.
That's the whole point. How brilliant would that be?
Nobody remembers their lines.
No,
as long
exactly.
As long as you do something, it's fine. The audience don't know if you've forgotten your lines unless you stand there sort of going,
Is it something you've started doing like only in the last little while?
Yes, it is. Probably the last 5 years.
So what made you do that then?
Well, I wanted to do it. I did it at school, and when I was in my early 30s, I asked about joining the Apollo, and I was told, oh, it's a big commitment. And I thought, no, I've got Andrew, my son, and he was about 2 or 3. I thought, no, I can't. If I can't commit fully, I won't do it. And then just kept putting it off. And then, you know, I got to my late 50s, and I thought, if you don't do it now, Gail, you never will. And I really enjoy it. It's nerve-wracking, but... I enjoy it.
Because I picture, you know, some people, they're a bit lovey. And, you know, I must admit, whenever Kevin comes in, you don't get that feeling of being he's not a lovey.
Kevin's a lovely man.
He is
really sweet.
He's
yes.
a really nice bloke.
He is. But he's genuine.
But he's not a lovey.
No way. No.
I would imagine there is a bit of loveliness, isn't there?
Yes, of course.
Oh, darling, you are fantastic.
Yes,
and
of
all
course.
That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's all. I suppose it's about the ego, is it? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going then. I'm not going to apply.
Well.
So how often did you have to, you know, get together and, you know, go through scenes?
Usually it's twice a week. With the Apollo, you might be lucky to get 3 months' worth. The same with the Pepper Potts, actually, normally. Yeah, twice a week. But of course, sometimes people can't make it, so that makes life difficult. Mm. Sometimes you can spend, you know, the whole sort of 3 hours or whatever just practicing one scene if you can't quite get it right. You know, everyone takes it; they do take it seriously, which you need to. But it's good fun. I mean, the rehearsals are great.
And you're hoping to be a witch this time around?
Well, I'm sure that's what I'm going to be. Yeah, definitely.
What would you like? What would you like though? If it weren't a witch, if you could choose what part you wanted to be? Which one would it be?
What, in anything?
In The Witch, in this new series.
Oh, I don't... Well,
do you think it's coming
The Witch,
out?
Well, I don't know. There are several witches, and I have to say, I don't know which part I'm going to get. There's the head witch, but I don't suppose I'll get that. But I don't mind. I just want to be involved in it. I think it'd be good fun.
I was Chief Weasel.
Were you?
Once, yeah.
Ooh.
At school?
Yeah, Chief Weasel I was. And I had to get on this... I had to jump on this barrel, which didn't go down very well, because I slipped on it. And let an expletive go,
ooh.
Which wasn't good coming from an 11-year-old. But then we were on pan at the time.
Oh,
so.
Wow. That's a pound of steak for you, isn't it?
People just thought, he's acting, bless him. And I had to sing this song, and it was Toad, Toad, Down with Toad, and it was an awful rendition. I had been, me and my brother were having a bit of an argument a couple of hours before, and I was shouting at him, and he was shouting at me, and I'd lost my voice.
Oh, no.
So it sounded even worse.
Oh.
So, and you know, it was the worst part was probably, you know, letting an expletive go because I fell off the barrel because I had to stand on this barrel and sing. But and it kind of put me off a little bit.
Oh, don't be put off. No.
Just know what? People actually applauded when I swore.
I'm sure they did.
They understood it, didn't they? If they lived at Pan Estate, then you what you were on about.
Oh,
everyday language, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's probably right,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
I've never done anything like that since.
They would have let you.
No. Yeah, Chief Weasel, you must have been in a play at school, weren't you?
No, I don't
Didn't
think I ever
was. Didn't they have plays
was.
When you was at school?
No, not
Did
really.
Did they have school when you were that age?
No, we didn't do them. I don't remember doing any.
No, not at all?
No.
All right, okay. No. I bet you'll go home and you'll remember, won't you?
I probably
like
will.
Like you do so many things, you'll remember. So, look out for you at the
Apollo Theatre
in Newport.
In Newport, and the Pepper Pot Players who perform in Whitwell and Knighton Village Halls, which are so... I mean, those evenings, I love it. I know it's a bit of a trek if you live in Newport and you're an Isle of Wight, because you think, all that way. But, you know, they have a raffle, they have tea at the interval, they have wine, and it's sort of help yourself to a glass of wine and put a pound in the pot. Mm. It's just so sweet. It's just lovely. And I really enjoy that.
Do you know what I like about you? You're an Islander, true and true. But, I mean, you've gone near there and you've gone everywhere. This is what we've, you know, discovered about you in this section of the show. You've been around the world. You've embraced things. And, you know, OK, you don't like flying chicken. But you are. You've lived on the Isle of Wight most of your life? All your life?
All my life, apart from about a year when I lived in the New Forest and then scuttled back again, yep.
So what is it about the Isle of Wight that keeps you here, then?
Well, apart from the grandchildren,
oh, crikey, there'd be a reason to go.
No. I just love it here. I mean, to be able to sort of go on holiday, but not be thinking, oh no, I've got to go home. I just love it when I get on that red jet or ferry or whatever, and I think I'm going home. And now that I've moved to Ventnor, it's just fantastic. I love it.
Okay, well, it's really nice to know, because sometimes we don't know why we choose to live. We just do. And the reasons why is probably somewhere in what you've just said there. You're going home on that ferry, you're going home. It's totally different to anywhere else.
Yeah. I think if people... I mean, people always ask when you go away, certainly on this last trip, you know, you live on the Isle of Wight, you know, do you ever leave the Isle? They ask you silly things. Do you ever leave it? And, you know, why do you live there? And I so often stop and think, and then I feel that you've got everything here. You've got the sea, which I love to see. You know, can't bear to be away from the sea. You've got the countryside. Yeah. But also, you've got things that I enjoy for me personally, like the Amdram. We've got cinema, Amdram, lots of friends here. Why would I want to live anywhere else?
Have you ever been anywhere in the world where you've told them where you're from and they look at you as if you're a racist?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. When you tell them you're from the Isle of Wight... Oh.
Oh. No, never.
Right. We went to Corfu last year. It was a really strange situation at the bar. It sounds like an Irishman, Englishman, Scotsman story, but there was a German, there was an American, and I think there was obviously some Greeks, and maybe a Swede as well. And when we said that we're from the Isle of Wight, you could have heard a pin drop, because they thought we were from, you know, somewhere where there was only white people. And it was then, and only when we explained that, IGHT, and like, oh, do you want a drink? And it all changed. It just totally changed the atmosphere.
Gosh, never come across
And it's
that.
Just weird. It's never anywhere else. They all get it. They all understand it. But it's the only place that I've ever had that kind of problem, that kind of issue. Okay. All right. Well, that's just about it. And we've got to go and make way for Kevin. He gets a bit shirty if he's not on time, because he is a lovey, really. And we've got 3 hours of acting from Kevin on the way. But thank you for the last hour. It's been fascinating to talk to you. And I can't believe you said she was really old, James.
I didn't, 38.
You.
I didn't.
He said she was really. Oh, I might have to go and help her in because she's really elderly.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Chris Blow.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being there too, Dame Shirley.
That's all right, dear.
And I mean that from the
the bottom of your shoes. I know.
That's good. I like that.